Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Now is the perfect time to plant cool season bedding plants that will brighten our flower gardens and landscapes over the next 5 or 6 months, well into the spring. Gardeners often overlook the fact that some of these cool season bedding plants are wonderfully fragrant. Color always seems to be the dominant factor when selecting these plants, and providing color to the landscape really is their primary function. But it's so enjoyable to walk out on a mild winter or spring day and catch the honey fragrance of sweet alyssum or the spicy clove fragrance of dianthus drifting in the air. Fragrant cool season bedding plants should be planted where they can be best appreciated. Concentrate these plants at commonly used entrances to your house, whether it's the front door, the side door, the back door, or all three. Another ideal location is around your patio, deck, or outdoor living area. There'll be many days when mild weather will allow you to spend some time sitting out on the patio, and the sweet smell of fragrant flowers can make it that much nicer. Here are some excellent choices you should find at your local nurseries now. First, I have to mention stock. Now, this is generally a low-growing plant, getting to be about 12 to 14 inches tall, although they're all taller-growing types. They produce really full spikes of double flowers in shades of magenta, rose, purple, pink, and white, from a basal rosette of green or silvery leaves. The fragrance is sweet and very wonderful. You should cut off the old flower spikes as they finish blooming, because once these plants set seed, it tends to discourage more flowering. So by removing the faded flower spikes on your stock plants, that will make sure they keep blooming well, and they love to grow in the sun. Alyssum is one of my favorite cool season bedding plants for fragrance. The sweet, honey-like fragrance is produced by thousands and thousands of flowers that cover these low-growing plants that only grow to be about 4 to 6 inches tall with a spread of about a foot. These are wonderful plants to plant at the front of a flower bed or on the edges of pots or baskets, where they'll cascade beautifully out of the container. They come in shades of white, pink, rose, purple, and lavender, and they grow well in full sun to part shade. There are many kinds of dianthuses available to your local nurseries, and many of them will produce flowers with a sweet, spicy fragrance, often compared to cloves. The fragrance is highly variable among the different types of dianthus, so smell the flowers at the nursery and look for at least a light scent on the plant that you purchase. Telstar is a type readily available. It's a nice low-growing bedding dianthus, and it does produce a light scent. Also, look for the Louisiana Superplant Selection Amazon Dianthus. It comes in several colors. Now, it produces big clusters of flowers on long stems that are great for cutting. They're quite fragrant, and they're also attractive to butterflies. I should also mention Nicotiana, which is called flowering tobacco. It's good for partially shaded areas in your landscape. It produces a nice plant with tall stems with loose flowers that are quite fragrant in the evening. And finally, I have to mention sweet peas. Plant some sweet pea seeds now. Choose a sunny location, a well-prepared bed, and make sure you have something for them to climb on. They're so fragrant, you should always have sweet peas. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.